Well, as fighting continues to escalate between Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine, the EU foreign ministers yesterday agreed to extend sanctions against Russia at least until September. But are they having any effect on the Russian President Vladimir Putin? That's a question I put earlier to Edward Lucas, author and journalist.
I don't think they've had much effect so far, because if they were aimed at deterring him, he doesn't seem to be deterred. I think that they've raised the cost of doing business, and they may have increased the pressure on him a bit inside Russia, but it would be hard to say they've had a decisive effect. But I think there's a lot more we could do. We should be going after Russian dirty money in the West, and about after the bankers, lawyers and accountants who've helped launder it, and I think that would be a more powerful sanction. We could probably do rather more on visa freezes as well.
In relation to Ukraine and what's happening there, it would appear that the sanctions are having absolutely no effect. It hasn't modified Russia's behaviour at all. What exactly is Putin's game plan in relation to Ukraine, do you think?
I think he's got a very clear intention of making Ukraine into a failed state, and I think he's got a long way towards that, and it's going to be very difficult to stop him. I don't think we're not really willing to arm Ukraine and fight a real proxy war there against Russia. I don't think there's any way that Ukraine can militarily defeat Russia and regain the territories it's lost in the east and in Crimea. And Ukraine's also on the verge of bankruptcy, so it's an extremely difficult situation, and I think he's played his hand of cards pretty well, and we're pretty stuck.
What do you make of these reports of Russian flights into Western airspace, essentially probing the defences of the West? What's going on there?
I think this is another line of this attack, and it's obviously not actually about having a full-scale military invasion of Britain or any other European country, because Russia's not strong enough to do that, but it's a sign that Russia is again a serious military power. It's a way of measuring our reaction times and getting all sorts of information about the way our planes work and how our command structure works, which could be useful if there was ever a conflict in the Baltics. It's forcing us to look again at our rather weak defences in Britain and other countries, because we've wound down territorial defence a lot. And it's a bit of intimidation, I think, a sign that you've got to take Russia seriously, and he wants to show that his willpower is strong and ours is weak.
And what should the response be?
Well, where do you start? I mean, I think what we should be doing is saying that if Russian warplanes are playing these very dangerous games in international airspace, because they're flying around with their transponders switched off, we should be restricting the ability of Russian civilian airliners to fly to Europe. And I think, you know, we could say that we have rules here, and if you endanger our aircraft, we can make life difficult for you. So that would be one thing. I think there's room for much tougher sanctions, particularly directed at the top of the Russian elite. But of course, they would hurt the City of London and the Austrian banking system and other people who've all got quite a loud voice in these things.
Journalist and author Edward Lucas talking to us a little earlier.